感受世界的精彩。
This is English Evening on China Business Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to English Evening on China Business Radio. This is Song Ning.
And good evening, listeners. This is Jonathan.
大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。Okay, so Jonathan, what do you think of your temper?
I think my temper is pretty good, but maybe you'd have to ask some of my friends to really figure it out.
Mm.
I feel like I'm a paragon of patience and virtue.
Yeah, for nowadays, I think not so many people, they are, have good, you know, temper. You know, sometimes they are really impatient, right?And a British lasts an average of 8 minutes and 22 seconds before they lose their temper. This is according to a survey from England.
When you're doing things like waiting for an internet page to load, Britons supposedly will lose their temper after 3 minutes or 38 seconds. Waiting on hold on the telephone, they'll only last about 5 minutes.Or something particularly British, waiting for the kettle to boil, to have their tea. They'll start to lose their patience after 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have waiting for food in a restaurant, 8 minutes, which I think that's kind of low. I'm used to waiting a lot longer than 8 minutes in a restaurant.
Like half an hour?
Yeah, this isn't talking about McDonald's. Not everything has to be fast.
Mm. And also waiting for friends to show up, like 10 minutes, 1 second.Waiting for the tradesman to show, like 10 minutes. And waiting for someone to reply a text message, like 13 minutes, 16 seconds. Yeah, it's, I think it's affordable for me.
Yeah, I don't think actually any of these times are too bad. Now, if I need to especially reach someone, why am I going to text them in the first place? Maybe I should just go ahead and give them a call instead of...You know, calling and getting upset.
Yeah.
One of the things about waiting for your friends to show up, I'm the kind of person that always keeps my watch 10 minutes fast so that I'm always early to places. So I'm kind of used to waiting for my friends to show up maybe on time or a few minutes late.
All right. So I found that the internet has increased people's service demands and is eroding the classic British trait of patience, as more than half admit they lose their temper quicker than ever before. 那么一项最新的调查显示呢，英国人在发脾气前的忍耐时间平均为8分22秒。比方说，他们等待网页加载的时间呢是3分38秒，打电话呢是被要求等待的时间大概是5分04秒。然后呢，在饭店等餐的时间大概是8分38秒，等朋友的时间是10分01秒，那么等其他人回复短信的时间大概是13分16秒。那调查还发现，互联网增加了人们对服务的要求，使得英国人逐渐失去了其有耐性的传统品质。那超过一半的英国人承认，他们比以前更加的容易发脾气。Britain is a country famous for its kind of etiquette, right?
Yes, the famous British etiquette and maybe of patience and being reserved and civil.
Good temper, gentleman, and you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, but supposedly people have become so used to the spread and convenience of the internet that more than 7 in 10 get angry if forced to wait longer than 1 minute for a web page to download. And I'd have to consider myself in that group of people. You know, in this day and age, I'm no longer willing to wait for an internet site. If something is taking about that long, I'll maybe close it and try to find something that works faster. How about you? What are some things that you don't like to wait and be patient on?
I think I don't have choice. I have to wait, I think. Or I will just, text my message to my friends or just surf on the internet with my cell phone. That's the use of my, you know, high-jazz stuff.
Well, one of the things I've noticed is going to restaurants in America, sometimes you're going to have to wait for your waiter or waitress to come around and serve you food. Whereas here in China, you just give a yell across the restaurant, and they give you a yell back like, yeah, I'll be there in 1 minute. So it gets taken care of pretty easily.
Instant response.
Instant gratification.
那么网络的世界呢、网络世界的速度呢让英国人呢在现实世界中失去了耐心。那这是该公司呢对2050人进行调查的一个结果。他们说这使得人们的耐心呢大不如从前。This is prompting people to reach the point of impatience earlier than ever before.Yeah, also I think it's because the development of the country and also the pace of life is really fast, faster than ever.
Oh, well, living in a huge city like Beijing, yes, you feel like you are in the rat race, that time is money, and if someone is wasting your time, it's very easy to lose your patience with them.
Yeah, you want to finish it quickly, right?
Yeah, it says, people running late to meet a friend should not leave it any longer than 10 minutes if they don't want to face the wrath of their friends.You know, I've kind of figured out that I know who I'm going to meet, and I have a kind of a list of people that I know that I won't get upset if they're late because they are going to be late.
Yeah, yeah, some of the, my friends, I think, you know, when we get an appointment and, you know, for like, we're going to meet at 8 o'clock, and so she or he is going to never be late or just for 5 or 10 minutes.So, yeah.
And then some of those other friends that you know will never be on time.
Yeah.
And you might as well tell them to come a half an hour early.
Always complain that the traffic's bad. Something like that.
Yes, I have been waiting for someone. They gave me a call on, said, oh, I am on the Beijing subway. Which subway stop are you at? Okay, it's only 2 more stops away. Then,
actually,
they called another person who was standing right beside of me and said, I haven't reached the subway yet. Don't tell anyone. So she got caught out that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so speaking of, waiting, you know, sometimes you can wait for like a dinner or a friend for like an hour or half an hour, but you cannot be very, impatient when you find Mr. Right or a spouse, right?
Oh, some things in life are definitely worth waiting for.
Mm. A university math tutor has discovered signs behind singledom, finding that our chances of finding the perfect partner are just 1 in 285,000.
Yeah, Peter Backus is a tutor at the University of Warwick and published a paper, Why I Don't Have a Girlfriend, after a 3-year love drought. His quirky study uses a famous math formula called the Drake equation, which was first used to estimate the existence of alien or extraterrestrial life. So according to him, the results don't look promising for British singles. The 30-year-old said that out of 30 million women in the UK, only 26 would be suitable girlfriends for him. Well, maybe he should move to China, where 1 in 1 million means there's more than 1,000 people just like you.
Yeah, the chances will be more. 那么，目前呢，英国的一名大学数学老师呢，发现了单身的科学依据。他称，人们找到合适伴侣的几率呢，只有285,000分之1。那英国华威大学的讲师呢，皮特·巴克斯在经历了3年的感情空缺后，发表了一篇题为《我为什么没有女朋友》的论文。那他的这项奇怪的研究中呢，运用了一个著名的数学公式，就是德雷克等式。这个公式呢，最初被用于估算外星生命存在的几率。那结果呢，对于英国的单身人士来说，其实并不乐观。30岁的巴克斯发现，在英国3000万的女性中呢，仅有26人适合做他的女朋友。That's at the end of his, you got a conclusion that only 26 female can, fit to be his girlfriend.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like good odds, but actually if you read the rest of the story, he has found a girlfriend by the end of this coming out.
Mm.
And it happened to be one of his neighbors.So maybe coincidence plays just as much role as anything else.
Yeah, Yeah, and also he said simply replace the original equation with his own criteria for a dream date, which included a percentage of women likely to find him attractive and a number of girls aged between 24 to 34 in London. He said, research may sound depressing to people looking for love, but the good news for singles is it's probably not your fault.
Now, he takes this from the Drake equation, which came from a professor to predict how much alien life there might be in the universe by saying, well, we're one of billions and billions of planets around billions and billions of stars, and breaking down all the chances that these things might develop. And out of his universe, he said there might be 10,000 civilizations even in our own galaxy. So if the possibility of finding alien life is 10,000 in our own galaxy, I think that, you know, most people will be able to find someone.
那么他还说呢，这个研究可能会让那些正在寻找爱情的人感到沮丧，但是对于单身汉来说呢，却是一个好消息，就是那单身呢，其实并不一定是你的问题。
So I don't know, what do you think of this? I've managed to not find anyone in a city of 19 million people. How are your odds going in this?
I don't totally agree with this. I don't think it's really, really hard to find, your lover or your husband or your wife. The chance is pretty, pretty low, but around me, my friends, they all married. Just now they are happy couples for now.
Yeah, I think he was being a bit silly with coming out with this paper, but he's been very smart in the fact that I've seen it picked up on a lot of websites, so he did a good job of advertising the fact that he didn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah. All right, now let's take a break, listen to a song from Leona Lewis, I Got You.
Place to crash, I've got you. No need to ask, I've got you. Just get on the phone, I've got you. Come and pick you up if I have to. What's weird about it, it's where I had the end. Mad about it, just figured it out in my head.Proud to say I've got you. I'm falling got you.
And that was Leona Lewis with I Got You.
And now let's move on to business. 接下来呢，我们听听今晚的财经资讯。First one, China's annual tax revenue up 9% to $928 billion. 中国年税收入增长9%，达到9280亿美元。
Tax revenue reported an annual increase of 9.1% to 6.3 trillion yuan or 928 billion US dollars last year. This is from a statement posted recently on the website of the State Administration of Taxation. Tax revenue excludes tariffs, tonnage dues, farmland use, and contract taxes, said the statement. Domestic retail sales tax revenues jumped 85% to 476 billion yuan.Boosted by measures adopted by the central government to increase the economy's dependence on domestic consumption. China's auto purchases tax saw a surge of 17.6% to 116 billion yuan, with 13.64 million cars sold nationwide. This is up 46% year over year, putting China ahead of the United States as the world's top automaker and top market.The value-added tax on producer products rose to 1.8 trillion yuan. This is up 3.8% year over year, accounting for the biggest proportion of tax revenue. However, the stamp tax of stock transactions dropped 47.9% to 51.4 billion yuan, said the statement.
Second one, Shanghai sees a future recovery in foreign trade last month. 去年12月，上海对外贸易恢复显著。
China's economic hub, Shanghai, in December, posted the first year-on-year growth in both imports and exports in 14 months, indicating further recovery from the economic downturns, local customs said recently. Last month, Shanghai's foreign trade stood at 30.7 billion U.S. dollars. This is a growth of 35.3% over the same month of 2008.This was the second year-on-year growth of foreign trade in two consecutive months in the city, the sources said. Exports in particular, which stood at 15.2 billion U.S. dollars, reported the first year-on-year growth of 23.5% since November 2008, while imports surged 49%, up from the 26.7% growth rate in the previous month.Last month saw the city's trade with European Union, the United States, and Japan up 15%, 36%, and 20% respectively. However, Shanghai's foreign trade in total last year went down 13.8% to 2008 of 277 billion U.S. dollars due to the economic crisis effect. The total included $141 billion in exports, down 16.2%, and $135 billion in imports, down 11.1%.
That was today's business news. Now let's listen to a song from Alexandra Burke, Bad Boys, featuring Florida.
Flow Rider. Alexandra, girl, I know what you like.
than leather. Not even a punk, but like a mother, be outlaw, that's on the regular. By any means necessary, girl, she like I'm ruthless, that's my word. It's not a noose, it's what I heard. Take it the more than every earth. It's not a big surprise, I know the bad boy, catch your eye. Look at the why will I go in the sky? You have a story, know where you fly.
Was Alexandra Burke with Bad Boys.
All right, now let's move on to today's book review. 今天呢为大家介绍的一本新书的名字叫做《不抱怨的世界》A Complaint-Free World. And the book is written by Will Bowen, a really famous writer. 那么今天的这本书的名字叫做《不抱怨的世界》那这是一本震惊世界的心灵励志书。他用一只手环呢向大家介绍传递了抱怨不如改变的生活理念。那据不完全统计呢该书上市不到一个月就有600万人参与了不抱怨活动并迅速蔓延到全球80多个国家。那在美国的时代周刊与纽约时报联合发起的影响你一生中最重要的一书投票中呢它也名列前茅那像世界的首富比尔盖茨在推荐这本书的时候说没有人能拒绝这样一本书除非你拒绝所有的书、It's a really good book and also bestseller in America They said a complaint free world is an engaging, enjoyable, easy to read reminder that the only permanent constructive changes you can make in the world areChanges that you make in yourself.
Well, it says over 6 million people in more than 80 countries have taken his complaint-free challenge and have offered their lives as a testament to the positive effects of his simple idea. And this book is about how forming the simple habit of not complaining can transform not only your day, but your health, relationships, career, and your entire life.
那么不抱怨的世界这本书呢说到不抱怨就等于改善自我加上提振团队那任何人和团队呢要想成功就永远不要抱怨因为抱怨呢不如改变要有接纳批评的包容心以及解决问题的行动力
Well, Will Bowen is a writer with a very simple message and that is quit complaining and he says if you do you'll be happier and healthier so this is his complaint-free world challengeHis goal is to stop complaining for 21 days. They say 21 days because that's the classic thing on how long it takes to break a habit. So he has appeared on such shows as Oprah Winfrey and the Today Show to discuss his challenge. While there's no real scientific proof that his program works, he includes testimonials from people around the world who've stopped their chronic complaining and now lead more positive lives.So do you have a lot to complain about in your
life? No, I definitely not a complaint person.
I will attest to that. I don't think I've ever heard you complain about anything.
You know, around me, some of my friends, you know, always complain some bad things about her and or, you know, some things, bad things happened. So I really don't want to listen.
Well, yeah, when we were looking at this beforehand, you have one friend in mind. I have one friend in mind that they're just kind of negative people to be around.
Mm.
And their complaining never does them any good or gets them anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, just leading them back to looking at all the things that are going wrong instead of focusing on the good things in life, of which there's at least a few in everyone's life.
那么这就是今天为大家介绍的这本书 A Complaint-Free World. Now let's come to the end of today's show. Let's wrap up today's show with a song, Just Back, The Day I Died. It's a new song from Just Back.
Have a wonderful day, everyone.
And we're gonna see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Dragged myself from my bed around 6:20. Get my kids up, make breakfast, one egg, two toast, three wheat tippets. And as I sit down, I look up, and you're standing in the doorway. So back in my old brown dressing gown. Well, no one could love you more than I love you now. But I've got to go, running for the bus, cold flying, and I'm trying not to miss it this time. But the driver's waiting, and our strange kids on the top deck, quiet for a change. And there's no rain and no roadworks in a bus lane, and all my hurts run away. And I'm smiling as I'm punching in. The day I died was the best day of my life. The day I died was the best day of my life. Tell my friends and my kids and my wife, everything will be alright. The day I died was the best day of my life. The secretaries, they got a smile for me, and the in tray on my desk's almost empty. I get a memo from Executive Joe saying Rob the Gob is getting kicked out for embezzling funds from the company account. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't shocked, cause I always hated Rob. And now they'll probably offer me Rob's old job. And in the park at lunch there's no one, I was on my favourite bench. None of that drunk chatter, none of that sissy stench, and the scrawny little pigeons with the gammy legs decide to dive on someone else's sandwich instead. And there's something about the city today, like all the colours conspire to overwhelm the grey. And this close to the fire I can feel no cold, with the rainbow halo around my soul. The day I died was the best day of my life. The day I died was the best day of my life. Tell my friends and my kids and my wife, everything will be alright. The day I died was the best day of my life. So I leave work, get to the high street, and I miss my bus. Should I wait for another? No, I can't be arsed. I begin to walk, and rush hour crowds seem to part like the Red Sea. And I'm stopping at the offie, 20 cigarettes and a six pack to relax me. And as I cross back over the street, I guess I never saw that taxi.
北京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
来到库皮经济学，今日查点六度空间理论 Six Degrees of Separation。 哈佛大学教授米尔格兰姆发现，任何两个陌生人之间最多只隔着六个人，因此六度空间理论也叫小世界理论，它对推销、保险等行业影响巨大。